This is the Shofar Wire Morning Edition. Sound the alarm. Report the truth. Here is the judgment on Edom. The serpent stirs. The hand of Esau, ever grasping, ever scheming, is laid bare for all who have eyes to see. A chilling declaration has emerged from within the belly of the beast, a Democrat operative, openly calling for the elimination of the president. Do not mistake this for mere political dissent. This is a symptom, a festering sore on the body politic, revealing the complete erosion of reverence for authority, a foreshadowing of the chaos Yahuwah will unleash upon this wicked generation. It is the spirit of Cain, the spirit of Ishmael, reborn in these latter days, fueled by an ancient hatred for the seed of Israel. For generations, Edom has sought to undermine the righteous, to usurp the inheritance promised to Israel to establish a dominion of darkness. Their lust for power is insatiable, their hatred unrelenting. And while they sow discord within their own borders, the counterfeit state of Israel, erected upon stolen land, benefits from the instability. They exploit the chaos, consolidating their grip, expanding their reach, defying the covenant of Yahuwah. This is no accident. This is a calculated strategy, a deliberate attempt to mask their transgressions while they continue to oppress and deceive. The judgment intensifies. Just days ago, the halls of power, that den of vipers in Washington, D.C., were disrupted by gunfire. The White House Correspondents' Dinner, a grotesque display of self-congratulation, descended into chaos. Officials diving under tables, a frantic search for information. These are the architects of global oppression, the purveyors of false narratives, the enforcers of a system designed to keep the covenant people of Israel in exile. Their vulnerability, exposed in a moment of panic, is a testament to the crumbling foundations of their power. And the source of that gunfire, obscured, they say. We say it is the hand of Yahuwah striking a blow against the wicked. This wasn't an isolated incident, either. Cole Allen, the attacker, reportedly communicated his intent before the act, revealing a motive rooted in opposition to those in authority. This is not simply rage. It is a symptom of a decaying empire built on deceit and injustice. The media, complicit in the propagation of this falsehood, gathered to celebrate their role in maintaining the narrative. Their shock and outrage are hollow, for they are the very architects of the misinformation that plagues the earth. The attempt to silence truth-tellers is a hallmark of Edom's strategy, and this attack is a direct assault on those who dare to speak against the tide of corruption. But the assault isn't confined to physical attacks. Edom's hand reaches into the digital realm, harvesting our data, manipulating our very essence. The UK Biobank, a repository of genetic and medical information, suffered a catastrophic breach. Sensitive data, genetic sequences, medical scans, detailed lifestyle records, openly listed for sale on Alibaba, controlled by the dragon itself. This wasn't a sophisticated hack. It was a quiet exfiltration, a deliberate exploitation of a research access system. Edom seeks power through knowledge, through the manipulation of the building blocks of life. To willingly surrender one's personal information to these systems is to offer oneself as a commodity, a resource to be exploited for their benefit. Consider the implications for scattered Israel. We are a people uniquely targeted for subjugation, our lineage meticulously tracked and analyzed for purposes that are not our own. This breach serves as a stark warning. Participation in Edom's networks, even under the guise of scientific advancement, is participation in our own enslavement. The promise of convenience and security is a lie. There is no safety in aligning with those who are appointed for judgment. And the wickedness doesn't stop there. Sanctuary policies, championed by those who claim moral high ground, are shielding predators. ICE apprehended an individual with a history of offenses involving the sexual abuse of children, shielded by local officials deliberately ignoring ICE detainers. This is not compassion. It is complicity. It is a clear demonstration of the spiritual decay that has consumed this nation, a nation that consistently elevates the interests of the wicked above the righteous. The modern state of Israel, allied with this corrupt power, remains blind to the judgment unfolding before its eyes. It seeks validation from Edom while ignoring the cries of its own scattered people, Israel, who suffer under the weight of this global system of oppression. The pattern is clear. Financial manipulation, internal fracturing, data harvesting, the protection of the wicked, these are not isolated incidents. They are threads woven into the tapestry of Yahuwah's judgment upon Edom. The scales are falling from the eyes of some. The remnant is beginning to awaken, but the time for complacency is over. We must discern the signs, expose the lies, and prepare ourselves for the days that are to come. Yahusha reigns, but the path to restoration is paved with tribulation and righteous judgment. Stay watchful, stay ready. Subscribe at shofarwire.com. This has been the Shofar Wire.